Track 9 and more news stories. Town criers turn up the volume. Crowds turned out in force on Saturday when Newton Abbott staged its annual town criers competition. The action got underway near St Leonard's Tower at 10:45 a.m. with the first of two rounds featuring criers from communities across the southwest. A second round was staged at 12:45 p.m. with the public providing plenty of applause while the judges kept their thoughts private until decision time. First place and the Devon Championship title were eventually awarded to John Pitt from Plymouth, with Colne's Mark Wiley taking second place and also the Top Volume Award. Roger Pinder of Kingsbridge was given third place, with others following on. Robert and Heather Graham from Dawlish were named the best dressed couple, while Rosalind Charlton-Chard from Hatherley was given the best second cry award. Newton Abbott's own crier, Nigel Kennison, hosted the event, but the rules prevented him from taking part. Mayor Councillor Alex Hall was also present and said, "It was marvellous to see a centuries-old tradition alive and well in our town centre on Saturday. I congratulate all those who took part and provided such great entertainment. One thing's for sure, no one could accuse Newton Abbott of being a sleepy old town on that day." And of course, the article is surrounded by pictures of some very handsome looking men, with one with a particularly great beard and the traditional tricorn hat, all dressed in blue, and another one with the best dressed people. It must have been a really colourful spectacle to see.
A student from Ashburton is celebrating after succeeding in a new type of qualification at Exeter College. Emma Green studied the T level in education and childcare, which has led to her gaining a place at university. T levels are newly introduced qualifications, which are an alternative to A levels, apprenticeships, and other 16 to 19 courses. Exeter College was chosen as a pilot provider of T levels in 2020. Emma is now going on to Bath Spa University to study sociology with a plan to work in youth work and child protection. Emma said, "The T level allowed me to focus on my passion for working with children. My work placement has been so valuable in gaining the skills I need for my future studies and career. I've been able to explore areas of my subject I hadn't considered before and been challenged to explore my ideas both in the classroom and in my placements. Equivalent in size to three A levels, a T level focuses on vocational skills and can help students into skilled employment, higher study or apprenticeships."
Chambers Summer Drink Success. Newton Abbott Chamber of Commerce's Summer Drinks event was a resounding success. Against a backdrop of a setting summer sun, the event, which took the place of the Chamber's typical morning networking event, saw members enjoy drinks at Dainton Golf Course. A spokesman for the Chamber said, "It was fantastic to see so many familiar faces and welcome lots of new ones too. After the success of this event, we're excited to announce that we will be hosting more evening socials alongside our monthly breakfast networking events. We can't wait to see you all in September for our first breakfast networking after the summer holidays." The August event also raised £130 for the Chamber's chosen charity, Newton Abbott's No Limits Cafe.
Foodies flock to the Bovey Festival. Thousands flocked to Bovey Tracy last Saturday in search of gastronomic goodies and tasty tipples. Bovey's Food and Craft Festival 2024 was organised this year by Rebecca and Corinne Burton of the Bovey Larder, the town's zero waste and refill shop. The festival, previously known as Nourish, was in doubt earlier in the year, but Corinne and David stepped into the breach with the blessing of former organiser Sarah James to ensure that the ever-popular festival could go ahead. The main street of Bovey Tracy was taken over by more than 50 stallholders and locals and visitors who made a beeline to the centre of the town to celebrate, sample and buy some excellent food and drink. The day allowed Bovid to show off what it has to offer, with independent food and craft shops all adding to the atmosphere of the event.
Dartmoor's daughter leads heritage walks. The project to restore Stover Country Park is to host a series of six heritage walks exploring the scenic and historic Templar Way. The walks, which start later this month and will run into next year, will follow sections of the Templar Way route, which connects Dartmoor with Stover Country Park and on to Teignmouth. The first walking event will be from Hator Visitor Centre on Dartmoor to Yarna Woods on Friday, September 27th, starting at Hator at 9 a.m. and finishing at Stover Country Park at 2 p.m. The walk is around 4 miles on open hilly moorland and woodland and is for people aged 18 and over. Bookings will include transport from Stover Country Park to Hator, a guided walk led by qualified guide Emma Kunis, and also, as Dartmoor's daughter to Yarna Woods, transport from Yarna Woods back to the park and lunch around a campfire at Stover. Councillor Andrea Davis, Devon County Council Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Climate Change, Environment and Transport, said, "These walks will be a great opportunity for people to explore parts of the Templar Way and find out more about how granite was taken from Dartmoor via the Hator Granite Tramway and Stover Canal." Tickets can be booked by visiting the Eventbrite website and by entering Walk Hator to Yarna Woods into the search box.
A book group. A book group is returning to Teignbridge Library. Bovie Tracy Library's monthly book chat group returns on September the 27th. The group, which meets on the last Friday of every month, is perfect for those who love to read, and it is also a perfect place to get new ideas for authors or titles to read. Join the discussion from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Friday the 27th of September.